This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Jordan K. Woods, Appellant, decided February 21, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District in Division State of Missouri. Respondent, number SD38325, VEO, filed February 21, 2025, Jordan K. Woods, Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County. Honorable James R. Carrier, judge affirmed after a bench trial. Jordan K. Woods was convicted of the Class D felony of stealing. In his sole point on appeal, Woods challenges that the trial court's award of restitution was an abuse of discretion because it was based on conflicting evidence, and because there was insufficient evidence as to the total restitution amount. We find no merit to Woods' claim and affirm the trial court's imposition of restitution. Facts and procedural history. Woods was charged by information with the Class D felony of stealing at least $750. Woods waived his right to a jury trial, and a bench trial was held on August 17, 2023. The evidence at trial demonstrated Woods stole nearly 6 million rivets, worth approximately 3 cents per rivet, and with a total value of nearly $200,000. Woods then sold the rivets for scrap, yielding over $9,000. Woods presented no evidence, and the trial court found Woods guilty as charged. Woods received and reviewed a copy of the Sentencing Assessment Report, SAR, before the sentencing hearing, which stated Woods was responsible for the missing rivets valued at approximately $220,671. Woods indicated the only correction to the SAR related to a charge against him that had since been dismissed. During sentencing, the prosecutor stated, Woods stole $220,671 worth of products, but victims' losses were reduced to $85,102.31 due to settlements with its insurer and client. Defense counsel stated Woods was very willing to take on all the conditions of probation suggested by the prosecutor and emphasized Woods' gainful employment. Defense counsel also noted restitution would be a burden, but that Woods was willing to do that, and he knew that it meant he had to work extra hours to generate that extra income. The trial court sentenced Woods to 7 years imprisonment, with execution suspended pending 5 years probation and continuing probation until $85,202.31 in restitution was paid in full. Woods did not object to the award of restitution or to the amount. This appeal followed. In one point on appeal, Woods argues the trial court abused its discretion in ordering him to pay $85,201.31 in restitution because the state's conflicting evidence failed to establish the entire restitution amount was due to the stealing and failed to elicit evidence sufficiently quantifying how such amount was arrived at. 3. Standard of review. Defense counsel did not object to the now challenged restitution, and we may accordingly review for plain error only. See State v. Pierce, 548 SW 3D 900 904, Mo Bank, 2018. Rule 3020 is the exclusive means by which an appellant can seek review of any unpreserved claim of error, and said claim is evaluated by this court's plain error framework without exception. State v. Brandelez, 601 SW 3D 5119, 530, Mo Bank, 2020, emphasis omitted. While we have discretion to review plain errors affecting substantial rights, not every claim of plain error is entitled to review, and the rule is to be used sparingly. Idesh at 5126. Plain error review is a two-step process. The first step requires a determination of whether the claim of error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted. All prejudicial error, however, is not plain error, and plain errors are those which are evident, obvious, and clear. If plain error is found, the court then must proceed to the second step and determine whether the claimed error resulted in manifest injustice or a miscarriage of justice. State v. Minor, 648 SW 3D 721 731, Mo Bank, 2022. Quoting Grotto v. State, 559 SW 3D 88 899 900, Mo Bank, 2018. The defendant bears the burden of demonstrating manifest injustice, entitling him to plain error review. Brandelez, 601 SW 3D at 526, internal quotation and citation omitted. To be entitled to relief, the appellant must show the error was outcome determinative. State versus Wood, 580 SW 3D 566 579, Mobank 2019. Quoting State versus Baxter, 204 SW 3D 650 652, Mobank 2006. Analysis: Woods argues the trial court abused its discretion in ordering him to pay 85 F20s.